flung over his head. Stewart got a good chance to wobble it. Getting back, Hogan put it to grass. Buse, of all people, on the siren. And this has been a phenomenal win for the Giants and Adam Kingsley.
It was a magnificent win, is what it was, Dwayne, courtesy of Fox Footy, the closing seconds of the Giants' magnificent victory over the Cats down there at GMHBA Stadium on Saturday night. I reckon it would have been music to the ears, that song, that theme song for the Giants when they won by 7 points. Third time in a row down there at the Cattery too. They've got a bit of a thing going on. I wonder what the coach makes of it. Adam Kingsley joins us on Breakfast on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Kinga.
Morning, Harp. How are you?
I'm going very well. Not as well as you, though. That was a very impressive performance by your lads. You must have been tickled pink.
Yeah, it was. You know, just the way we played, I think, was, you know, just the way we want to play in each and every game. And we've been close in a lot of games, but to be able to sort of put it together, be challenged towards the end a couple of times, respond the way we did was, yeah, that was the most pleasing part.
So you do it without Kelly, without Himmelberg, without Haynes, and you look at that going into the game and you think, oh, look, they're doing a good job, the Giants. They're trying really hard, but you need some class, and those guys provide that. I mean, it's an extraordinary performance, I reckon, without those guys.
Yeah, Sam Taylor's a reasonable player.
Oh, yes.
Not to have him. it was. And, you know, whether that that reality of not having those three particularly who all played last week motivated our guys or adjusted their mindset somehow, I'm not quite sure, but you know, they're going to have to do it again. We'll only get Himmel back this week, so big challenge against the Tigers, and we need to play the same way.
Yeah, that game coming up on Sunday for those Giants fans at Giants Stadium, 110. Check your local guides on that one. It was largely, not largely, but there was a significant influence on the back of your skipper's performance. We spoke to Toby on Friday ahead of game number 200 on the weekend. And just one of the things I enjoy when I'm chatting to Toby is how relaxed he is, how natural he is when he talks. And there's nothing forced, there's nothing pretentious about him. He just is what he is. And he's an outstanding footballer, we know that, but he's become this amazing leader. What did you think of him when you first got there?
Well, it was surprising. He's very understated. He doesn't say a lot, but as you said, he's thoughtful and considerate. And you know, anything he says, he means.
Yep.
And so when you listen to him and you talk to him, you kind of think, yeah, geez, this guy has enormous influence over the way that what he says. But he doesn't say a lot. And then you watch him train and you watch him prepare and you watch him in meetings and you think, okay, yeah, this guy's as hard a worker as we've got. And then, you know, you package it all up and that's what he becomes. So he's, you know, he's having a significant influence clearly on the field, but I would argue he's having a greater influence off the field, particularly with a lot of our younger guys who are quite inexperienced. The advice that he gives them, the little tips and tricks that he gives them at training and watching tape are invaluable and part of the reason why they're in and performing as well as what they are.
Well, he's doing a great job off field, but four goals in the first half is pretty handy too, isn't it?
Yeah, I would have thought yeah, that one at halftime. You know, that was a an amazing goal. So difficult. So you know, he's leading the way with his actions, but he's also driving the group with you know, the way that he does it, what he says, what he requires as skipper. You know, he's demanding. So I've been so pleased with his start to the season. You know, the challenge is to continue and continue to improve and continue to get some good results.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's looking forward to that. One other player I'm keen to talk about before I flesh it out a bit is Jesse Hogan and your perception on him as a player before you getting the job at the Giants and the reality that you see now day to day. What contrast is that?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a contrast, to be fair. Jesse's a lot of us in the same mould as Toby off the field in that he doesn't really speak a lot. He doesn't add value. We didn't add value at the start. You know, particularly in meetings, even though he's a very, very intelligent guy and has played the game for a long time, didn't necessarily transfer his knowledge to other people. And so that's been a little bit of a work in progress, but pleasingly he's now doing that. Probably the biggest shift on the field for me was just how competitive he is. How many times he's in a contest and he just scraps and gets that ball to ground or he's able to mark it. you know, he's a much better contested mark than I expected. And, you know, we see that, you know, each and every week, that competitive nature where he just brings the ball to ground or he's able to mark it. And, you know, he didn't finish with any goals on the weekend, probably should have kicked a couple because he's a good kick. But, you know, I thought he has had a huge impact on our game just by the way he competed and brought the ball to ground against the number one MOP team in the comp, the intercept mark team, you know, with Radicalea and Stewart and these sort of guys. So, yeah, I've been so pleased with Jesse. I think he's had a terrific season.
I'm with you. I think he's been terrific. And not necessarily is the scoreboard the definition of how well he's playing for Jesse. I think he's going beautifully. Just on tackling, we've talked today as one of our big stories about the seemingly there's almost a campaign from Clubland to fight this dangerous tackle situation that we're currently seeing. You guys lost Tom Green a couple of weeks ago for a dangerous tackle. There's four this week that are going to challenge the findings from the MRO. What are you coaching the players at the moment? Because seemingly there's some unrest from Clubland.
Yeah, well, as you said, we lost Tom Green. We also lost Callum Ward before that, or that was the Bulldogs game, I think.
A while ago.
Yeah, so we lost one in round five and round seven, I think it was, round eight. But, I don't think there's any point in fighting it. I think it's the right thing to do. And we'll always argue about the nature of should that warrant a suspension, shouldn't it? Was it, you know, reckless? Was it violent enough? But I think the reality is, you know, we have to bend over backwards to protect players' heads. And so any rule that comes in that is going to do that, I think is important that we see through. And, you know, right at this moment, you might feel like some of these don't warrant a suspension, but in 3, 4, 5 years' time, I think, you know, just the views change. And you could probably go back to rules, you know, that have been introduced, you know, the sliding rule where, you know, below the knee contact or hands in the back when that got reintroduced and said you couldn't chop the arms anymore. I mean, there was uproar at the time, but now you don't even give it a second thought. And I think this rule will eventually, you know, go that way.
Okay, interesting take. Great to have your insight into that. And this week, you come up against Minnie McWalter, your mate from the Tigers, where you spent a few years as assistant coach. He's got the reins of the Tigers. So who's going to win the battle of the coaches box? Who's the smartest one?
Well, I know who he'll be saying. I'm, you know, just as stubborn as him. So, yeah, it's going to be good. You know, he's a good friend. We worked together for 4 years at Richmond. You know, he's a really good coach. Been really good assistant for a long period of time there. So yeah, it'll be a good battle. I mean the Tigers are going okay despite you know, having lost a few. They had a really good game against Geelong and then obviously last minute loss against the Bombers. So, you know, they're in good form. They're going to challenge us in different ways. So, you know, we have to prepare really well, play our best.
It's Sunday at 1:10. Check your local guides at Giants Stadium where the Giants get a chance to settle up again and take on the Tigers in round 12 of the AFL. Always nice to chat, mate. Well done on the weekend. Good luck for the remainder of the season. Chat soon.
Good, man. Thank you.